The two parshiot, Bahar B'chukotai, culminating Sefer Vayikra, and more or less ending the end of B'chukotai, ending the end of Perek Chavav, where the Torah talks about the Tochacha, or Rav Hirsch uses the terminology, well, not sure exactly, divergence, the rebuke. Last week we spoke about the attitude in Parshat Emor, calling it irrational behavior, fakrumt. And I try to find out if there's any concept of sensibility, meaning, in other words, that you have the medical field. Let's talk about the medical field that is not influenced, controlled, directed by the economy, by business, by financial. In other words, the medical field that is preoccupied with pikuach nefesh, with life, life and limb, health, and responding to it in a very seemingly irrational manner. I'd like to mention something at the end, if we find any sense with it. It could be sensible in any form or fashion, and I've asked around, and I can't seem to find anything that makes sense. And people will talk about, well, it's the Yetzirah. You're not supposed to do this. The Rabbanim, the Gdolim, the medical field tells you to act in a certain way, and people act differently. And I'm not talking about the person that doesn't have any religious belief at all, but people that in every nook and cranny they follow what they call Das Torah, and all of a sudden here, it's not relevant to them. The end of the Tochacha, of the rebuke, there are a number of psukim here, and I'd like to point to the Hamikdavah, to Netziv. The Pasuk Memhei, which is two psukim at the end, next to the last Pasuk of the Tochacha, Rabbi Yosef says, V'zacharti lem brit mishonim arshav tzeiti otam eretz Yisrayim l'enei hagoyim liyot lehem l'elohim ani Hashem. I'll remember the covenant, the original covenant, which seems to be, according to Pshat in the Pasuk, what is that covenant? The covenant that I showed Seti Yotam Eretz Mitzrayim. And I did it that the entire world knew about it. Leinei Agoyim, and the reason for it was Liyot Lohem Lelokim Ani Hashem. So here are two little important hamakdavah that I'd like to point out. In the Pasuk Memhei V'zachat Lembrit Rishonim, he writes Shebiaru Shehurgalu Avoteyem Liotachat Hashkacha Pratit Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were used to, the Jewish people, therefore our forefathers, meaning that they be under the direct Hashkacha, Kashrut, overseen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And was there ani chafetz lachdi sam shama kidei lashkiach aleihem? And therefore, I want to take them into the promised land, that I will take care of them. But the pasuk continues again: v'zacharti lem brit nishon rashal tzeiti atam eretz Mitzrayim leinei hagoyim. So here the Hamikdavah adds shekol umot olam. All of the nations of the world. We're not talking about irresponsible people necessarily, but the entire world. Ra'u v'yadu. They saw and they understand. Intelligent people saw even. Ki hotziyah me'eretz Mitzrayim. He did all the miracles of the Jewish people. The makot, the kriyat yamsuf, to take them out of Mitzrayim. And He supported them, total support. Shinit parnasu shama batov, the best of support for the 40 years in the Midbar. Kidei shehu yitbarach yemashkiach aleim lefarnasam. And then he writes, Varei hagoyim ein yodim. They don't know. They don't understand the havdel shel eretz Yisrael b'chutz laretz. The difference. Sof sof HaKadosh Baruch Hu hotziyem mimakom parnasa. He took him out of this unbelievable situation they had in the Midbar. Clothing, housing, food, the works. Full-time air conditioning. V'al lishmor brito lashkiach aleihem. And he wants to take care of them. So in other words, there are people that are intelligent, that they see, and yet they don't understand. There is a message here. And I am racking my brains out to try and understand. Again, a people. We had yesterday, Baruch Hashem, we had a wedding, a very small wedding of 50 people, mostly almost all mishpacha, and almost all of our granddaughter, of Yedidya's daughter, Malkanama, to Yitzchak Malachi. And people from both sides, almost everyone, observed the rules completely. Almost everyone, I cannot say everyone. And on the other side of the fence, there was another wedding. And that other wedding was a yeshivish wedding, totally, with a lot of yeshiva bachrim. Nothing. No masks, no keeping away from each other, whatever type of terminology they want to use. Pushing and shoving one another. Is that typical of the Haredim community in Eretz Yisrael? I doubt very much is it typical. It's not typical. But does it exist? It exists. And you ask, well, what is the rationale? And you can't find any rationale. It sounds totally irrational. And you ask them, well, we learn in the yeshiva together. Everybody looks healthy. Everybody's this, everybody that. You can't, how can you dance at a wedding? And how can we sit down and eat? What I eat with a mask on? Ala terutzim. And Al says, Hevel Havolin. It's stupidity. But I think the message of the Hamikdavar should apply to us. We should understand. Most of the world, and even our world, does not understand, cannot comprehend the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch says, Yishamru lechem peyiftel avavachem, the second parsha of Kriyat Shema. And they can't observe it, they can't absorb it, they can't comprehend it. What do we say? Am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. I'm right. It makes sense what I'm doing. It's rational. Ushmartem ol nafshotechem, to take care of my health, the health of myself, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, my friends, my neighbors. They shouldn't make me ill and I shouldn't make them ill. How do I understand the rest of the world? I don't understand them. Do I have a teretz for them? I don't have a teretz for them. But that does not make me wrong. Does not say, well, don't bother observing. If the rules will change tomorrow or in a week from now or a month from now, and it will be rational, sensible, not based upon just the economic situation, or not based upon a demand of people that want to go to the beach and want to go to the arts and want to go here, there, and so on and so forth. They don't mind jeopardizing their lives. Not me. Count me out. And that's the message, I think. There's a heart in the Britain shown him asher tzeitetam eretz Mitzrayim leinei hagoyim. And we have to understand liot lehem leelokim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Torah, Ani Hashem. And therefore he ends up the Tochacha by saying, Eile hachukim v'amishpatim v'atorot. Some of them make sense, some of them don't make sense. Some are more logical, less logical. V'asher natan Hashem beino u'bein b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe. Let us live by it, let's follow it, let's live well and be well and healthy. Ad biyad kol tzidkenu, that will understand everything. The gula shleima b'mehir yameinu, amen.